Blog Talk Radio.
To know what you can do right now to level up your love life, to create fulfilling relationships, and to finally feel loved and adored and enjoy your life. Stay tuned. Welcome to my radio show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love mentor, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the life-transforming Love Lessons for Your Soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. And in every single episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who just keep proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. So today's guest, let me tell you about her. Growing up as an only child, Cindy Olin always wanted to understand men. She was always the girl that others came to for advice on how to dress for and behave on dates, you know, and how to be with men. However, she often jokes that she herself used to wear man repellent. And many of us have done that. After college, Cindy became educated on facilitating men are from Mars, women are from Venus philosophies and facilitating workshops to help women create fulfilling relationships. She also spent years as a high-end matchmaker, coaching hundreds of women and men to find their happily ever after. So you can join her, and I happen to be excited to be one of her speakers this coming weekend at Level Up Your Love Life. So, Cindy, it's a delight to speak with you. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Erica. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I love your show, so, and
thank
I love what
you
do.
And you know, I've seen you many times, and we've connected on previous summits. And what I've realized, which I why I love interviewing you today, is that I don't really know much about your background. I know how beautifully you speak with other coaches and encourage them to speak about love and relationships. But tell us about your background and your education and training, and what led you to focus on relationships.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So as you guys heard, I went to college. I studied marketing and minored in psychology. And I, you know, after that, I was always really interested in human relationships and, you know, understanding men, women, and just, you know, definitely sociology of sorts of how people connect, relate, communicate. And I then did co-facilitated Men Are From Mars and Men Are From Venus workshops. And at that time, I was really trying to figure out my own self and learning along the way. And I think, you know, I'm always learning, as, you know, I'm sure you are too. So I did that. And then I became a high-end matchmaker. And I also studied under, you know, other you know, mentor, you know, other people in our field, and just became really educated around relationships and did a lot. I've done a lot of research, and I continue to do so around just the, you know, human dynamic and communication is, you know, I would say I've always been fascinated with emotional triggers and, you know, the releasing of them and understanding them, because I always believe the triggers are the guide and, you know, effective, loving communication. So through my journey on that side, I was a matchmaker, and what I found myself doing was coaching my clients on how not to sabotage their love life, because many of them have patterns when it comes to dating and relationships. And then I became really successful at helping them release those blocks, so to speak, and that inspired me to start my own company almost 8 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, from there, I study. I feel like I'm consistently a student. I studied NLP, different therapy modalities, energetic and trauma work. So it's, I guess we're maybe full circle, but I feel really grateful for what I get to do and help so many women and men. I usually specialize in working with women, but, you know, men get the benefits of that. And I have worked with men before. I've coached them too. And what I love
and men need a lot of help. Men in
they
our society
do.
Definitely need.
They do.
They not just help encouragement and understanding.
They really do. It's you know, and that's part of a lot of the work that I do with women too, is really helping them to understand men on a deeper level too, so that they can create fulfilling relationships. It's, you know, oftentimes, I mean, you've probably heard the phrase, I think many women might walk around, you know, communicating and being with men like they're big hairy women, and they don't necessarily process information like we do, and but they're just, men are really amazing, and on a deep level, when it comes to men and women, men really want to make you happy and you know, make your life easier, in a sense. And I think that there's been, you know, a lot of lost. There's been a lot lost along the way of, you know, truly people, you know, men and women fully embracing and understanding each other. Sometimes
absolutely.
What I see is that, go ahead.
Yeah, in earlier generations, there was a real understanding. The women hung out, coffee clutches or whatever they did together, and the men hung out, but they appreciated each other, even though they may not have communicated. Well, now there's a lot of communication, but less appreciation, a lot of expectation. Mm-hmm. But I want to move on to some questions that I have for you. This is an important one, because a lot of people, a lot of coaches put it out there, and people are looking for it. Do you believe that each of us has a soulmate waiting to meet us, or is it just wishful thinking?
Well, that's a good question. So I feel like there are many people that we could construe as soulmates that to be our match on the planet. I don't believe there is just one person. And I have different thoughts around that, too. And I feel like love is also a choice. You know, you can meet a soulmate, somebody that's aligned with you, and, you know, maybe sometimes you guys finish each other's sentences. There's a deep, you know, connection and understanding. But also, it's, you know, relationships can be challenging at times. So love is a choice every single day to stay and to seek to understand and to really work and grow together. And there's other things that are underlying with that too. But I mean, that's my short answer to that question.
Oh, it's great. And then I have a similar kind of question. So
sure.
Do you think that there's a right partner for someone, or that we have to become the right partner? In other words, sometimes you choose someone where you fight a lot and there's a lot of, you trigger each other, but it may be a good thing because you're stirring up what's there already anyway to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thought about that?
Yeah. So I think triggers are your guide, right, to your healing and to your personal development and growth. I feel like if you're attuned and you want to work on emotional triggers, that's an important thing to do, because they're always going to come up in relationships. So some relationships will trigger more than others. I think this is what you're asking. And do I feel like you can easily get into a pattern of, you know, having a trigger, you know, and maybe an explosion, and then having the making up being amazing. So it's always this up and down type cycle, which might feel exciting but also stressful, and that mm-hmm. can also be a bit codependent too and lead to that. So it's all about, I mean, I don't necessarily, in my opinion, I don't think that's the healthiest route to take. But I do feel, because it's just wearing on the psyche, you know. And what I find is when we change, when we decide we want to shift that part in us, because we always, if you find yourself in, you know, dating or relationships that are like that, or even a marriage that's like that, it's, you know, I always say to you know, really do the inner work on you and then see what happens, because usually your partner starts to naturally shift with you too. And when you grow those communication skills, and men tend to respond to loving, you know, I call it love-based or loving, respectful communication very, very well.
There's an issue that I'd like to just add in here.
Yeah,
that I just am seeing too much of it. A lot of books and a lot of clients describing their partner, my partner's narcissistic. You know, my partner, you know, as if that person is hopeless and controlling and negative, and, you know, it's all about who that partner is and poor me that I got in there. But when I work with the person, I find out they have plenty in their own background, the woman, so many issues that made her fall into this and accept it and not stand up to it as well as she could have or whatever. So have you run into that? And how do we break those patterns?
Yeah, I've never to I mean, that's such a great statement that you made. I was just thinking to myself, oh, you're touching on all the really great topics and questions. What I found, you know, when I said I wore man repellent, I really did, and I knew that I was the common denominator in my dating situations mm-hmm. or my relationships, and even currently when things pop up in my own relationship, I get to become curious about, you know, what's my part and take full responsibility for it. So what I'm hearing you say is, and I hear the word, you know, narcissist, controlling, all of that being thrown around a ton as well. And there might be a little less focus on taking responsibility for you and your part.
Right.
So one of the things that I do, just like you, Erica, when I work with my clients, I like to talk about their background, and I usually see a pattern of what's going on. And then we look at their part, and we get, mm-hmm. you know, we get really clear about, okay, so this is my part, and let's focus on the inner work to heal that pattern, because you're going to be joining us this weekend, which is so great, and level up your love life. And I specifically talk about blocks, you know, love blocks that hold you back from really creating the kind of relationship or, you know, a deeper connection in your relationship or partnership you want, right? But, you know, leading into that, we oftentimes will fall into certain patternings because of our way of being, and we might, and a lot of times those blocks are protection. So you might be getting into, if you're watching, if you're listening, you might have fallen into that trap of getting into relationships with men who are controlling or narcissistic or, you know, insensitive or just not really aligned with what your soul wants. But that part of that patterning is typically to, you know, because it feels familiar, and it's a protection. You know, it can actually work as a protection mechanism from, you know, fully having to get really vulnerable and open.
That's absolutely.
About,
very good point. Because if you're blaming this other person and focused on what that person's doing and not doing, and you're trying to please them, you don't have to look at yourself.
Yeah, and this stuff runs really deep. I'm glad you brought this up, because it's kind of rampant in our society, and I'll hear women sometimes, I had a client of mine, and she's amazing, and she's done so much work, and she's just really doing awesome, and as far as her growth and really taking responsibility, and she ends up in a conversation with her around a man, and she was name calling him, you know, and like the mm-hmm. you know, the jerk, or, you know, can you, you know, and the jerk does this, or he does this. And I, you know, she was sharing everything, and I said, And we were talking about, well, how would you feel if he was sharing, if he was talking about you in that manner to someone? And she got it so quick. She was like, oh, gosh. I mean, it's like these old habits and patterns die hard. But the way that you, you know, part of our our blocks to really receiving the kind of love that we want is also the way that we feel about men, or, you know, through our experience, right? And the way that we talk
and
about
also,
them.
You talk about the way you're talking. Dr. John Gottman, who did all kinds of research on marriage and couples, he talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, what destroys relationships, and one of them is that look of disdain in your eye. So it could just be a look that you give someone, and they feel it, and then you add to that your tone of voice,
mm-hmm.
what you really believe about men and what you believe about relationships. And the key, I think one of the keys, is respect mm-hmm. for the other person and acknowledgement of them, appreciation, instead
Big
of
time.
All that judgment. No matter
yeah.
what they
and
are, even if they're narcissistic and controlling, they can have good qualities. And if you appreciate those, that goes a long way.
Absolutely. And if you know, are in a relationship and you discovered along the way that, oh boy, they're narcissistic and controlling and this isn't for me, it's like, you know, appreciate the good things about them, don't make them wrong, and then you get to make the empowered choice and take responsibility for the fact that, okay, I attracted this. What is it within me that is, you know, that is creating this? And then, you know, having the ability to move forward powerfully from that, rather than, like you were sharing earlier, Erica, that projecting on, you know, saying, oh gosh, this person is a jerk, and, you know, making them wrong for it. It's, you know, respect is such an easy thing to do. Respect, acknowledgement, and as women, we receive acknowledgement often from each other. That's a mm-hmm. lot of what we do. And for men, they don't receive it. They just don't receive it like we do. Because as women, we're really
complimentary
to each other. Well, they're very
competitive with each other.
Yeah, and it's always funny, you know, you can tell when men are talking, they're usually teasing one another or kind of one-upping one another in some capacity. But, and a lot of times, you know, part of an issue has been, you know, women will fall into that role of getting into competition with men, too, rather than, you know, and part of that stems from wanting to be seen and worthy as well. So
another issue in here is like the Me Too movement and the Women's Lib movement years before that can make women, you know, belligerent, and they don't want to be women. They really want to be men. And there's nothing like
mm-hmm.
the expression "Vive la différence," where a woman lets a man be powerful, let him open a door, let him pay for a check, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and be feminine with him, let him make some decisions so he feels powerful. I mean, things like that can really be helpful.
Absolutely, and as women, we are so powerful in relationship with men. We are the emotional leaders in the relationship. They pretty much, I mean, they want to make a lot of powerful choices. And we're also the inspiration for those choices and ideas and those things that he does. So and they also come up with really amazing ideas as well. But I think that, you know, we can get, I see oftentimes women getting, you know, focused in on, well, you know, he's not giving me what I need, or, you know, going back to making him wrong, but do you know what you want? Are you expressing yourself? And there's, you know, a saying out there, and are you setting him up to win with you too? And,
oh, that's,
you know,
a great setting. I wanted to ask you right around what you're talking about now. How important is our conversation and communication and the style? That's what you're talking about right now.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The style of communication is so important. It's the difference between really creating true trust and synergy together and really having separation. I mean, just think about it in life in general, you know, communication can feel challenging at times, but when you come, you know, when you approach it and I like to say in a love-based style, you know, sometimes, you know, feminine-based communication, but really at the end of the day, it's with what you started off with, Erica. It's respectful communication and seeking to understand rather than making assumptions. So the core of that is around curiosity and not, you know, not making accusations and, you know, asking questions from a place of true curiosity, not like, well, why did you do that? You know, why didn't you come?
Why did you stay out with your friends all evening?
Yeah, I was just thinking of something like that. You know, why didn't you come home from work? You know, why didn't you come home right after work last night or something like that? And so rather than saying that, you know, asking the question to yourself, you know, so what's the feeling that's really coming up for me? So think about it before going there, because typically you might be triggered. And and I can even just share a quick story, you know, even something that happened this morning. I took my son to school this morning and you know, usually my guys around when I get home, you know, before he goes to work, and he wasn't here. I was like, well, where the heck did he go? But in my mind, I thought, oh, because he's been really into his, he likes to disc golf. So I thought, oh, I bet he went out this morning to go throw some discs. I had a feeling, and usually he will say something like, oh, sweetie, I'm going to go, you know, do this. And I didn't hear anything. So that feeling comes up like, oh, is everything okay? Because it's not normal, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I was, you know, doing a couple other things and then, of course, getting ready to chat with you. And the next thing you know, he sent me a text and he goes, oh, sweetie, I went out to go throw some discs, you know, love you. And I had a feeling that's what he was doing. But I could, you know, we could go down a different pathway, right? But
absolutely.
Or I could.
I want to just.
Right.
I want to just jump
go
in
ahead.
There. That was the next question I was going to ask you about. Because a typical thing that I see particularly with women, is something like that happens and they're already sending texts and questioning, and if they don't get an answer back, they send another text. So just picture if you went out to do this in the morning, he's feeling great, and you send an annoyed text to him. Or you send one and he doesn't respond and you send another one, he would be taken aback already and have a different reaction.
Of course. And he would feel like he's not winning with me, right? So
yeah, and he's being checked up on and not trusted.
Right,
all kinds of stuff.
So all those things, and, you know, it's interesting. So it's all about your communication around that. So even if maybe that's not typical, and if you do reach out to him and say, something like, I hope you're doing something really amazing for yourself. I wish I could have said goodbye this morning, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Because then you're making an assumption. You're holding him high, so no matter what, and you're not making him wrong for not telling you before he left. And so like this situation that I shared with you, that could have gone sideways. Exactly. I kind of thought this is probably what he's doing. And in my mind, I'm like, I hope he's having a good time. I know that's something he really loves and he's wanting to get better at his game. And, you know, and I support his passions like he supports mine. So it's, you know, communication is so, so key. So if you're, let's just say, this is a really easy one. Let's say he's, you know, you've got a date and he hasn't called or shown up yet and he's like 15 minutes late, right? But maybe you guys have been together for a while, you know him. It's not like, you know, he's likely not going to stand you up. And so a lot of women will go into the place of, well, he's being disrespectful, you know, all of these things, which, don't get me wrong, I think that it is respectful to be on time and communicate. But when we automatically make somebody wrong, it's like, what happens, and this happens with humans, I know you know this, Erica, but just helping our watchers or our listeners out there, but we get on the defensive, and especially men, because a man is, you know, biologically, you know, inclined to defend his honor and his stance. So you could take that, you know, he shows up and let's just say he's 30 minutes late. So one can handle it one of two ways, just be like, you know, because sweetie, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy you're here. And he's like, yeah, you know, and you could say, gosh, I just, you know, I wanted to check in, is, you know, is everything okay? And he will, you know, maybe he's the kind of guy that comes in and goes, I'm so sorry, I got caught up in the office late, and then somebody called me, and I didn't even have a chance to text you on the way over to come pick you up, right? Somebody called me, and it was another business call that took, you know, X, Y, Z, right?
Well, the point the point is to just make sure that he knows that it was upsetting to you, but to say it in a loving way. It's the way
you hold it
in your mind.
It really is. And when you accept it, to say, oh, hey, see, I totally, you know, is everything okay? And yes, oh, good. I just, you know, it would, I start to worry when I don't hear anything from you and you're running behind. It would feel so good if I heard, you know, if you, you know, would send me a text when you're running behind. That way I could spend a little extra time getting even more beautiful for you, or even extra time doing your thing, right?
Cindy, I have to say, not everyone is as skilled at saying things so sweetly. So it's so important. We have to wrap up. It's so important for you to feel the love in your heart, to feel that you appreciate this person, instead of right away going to attacking and the defensive and they're wrong and they purposely did this. It's the tone in your attitude, even if you don't say it so perfectly.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. It's not about saying the perfect script or saying the perfect thing. You're absolutely right. It's like, it's where you're coming from. You know, it's just...
So we just have to finish up. Sorry, but we're running out of time. So just tell us what people can expect from your Level Up Your Love Life event this weekend.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be great. You're going to be on it. You know, we are going to be literally discussing how you can level up your love life and remove any, you know, any heart blocks you might have in your love life. And oftentimes blocks are disguised because they are there in your subconscious mind to protect you. So we're going to, I'm speaking with several experts in the field of love and relationships, and we are going to be diving into, giving the audience actionable steps to open up your heart and communicate more effectively, understand yourself and understand men, and really, date and create the connection that you really want, and really accessing that from the inside. So all the tools, we have them on the inside, and we're, you know, I'm so excited to be hosting this series to support you guys on really creating the kind of relationships that you desire. So it's going to be great.
It's going to be great, and it's only 2 days. It's short, it's doable, and the link is right on this radio show.
Oh, good.
But anyway, Cindy, we have to end because it's going to cut off any second. So what a delight to hear you. Any last-minute advice you can give to people, especially now we're coming out of COVID but not gone yet, and people are in a strange state.
Yeah, it's listen to, watch and listen to Level Up Your Love Life this weekend, because we're going to be really discussing that piece on, how to really proceed in a way that you feel safe and comfortable and empowered moving forward in your love life and beyond. So those are my last parting words. Thank you again so much for having me. This was a delight, and I always love connecting with you.
Thank you. What a pleasure to speak with you. We're on the same wavelength, and I really believe love is the key to everything when we unblock whatever's in the way of it. So I'm your host, Dr. Erica. Thank you. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com, where you can apply for a complimentary Healing Through Love session and browse the site, find some of the videos and audios and blog posts. There's so much information there that you can use at any moment when you're feeling a little stuck and want a little more love. Look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye for now.
Bye.